Welcome to Balance, Love, Life, and Business, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of the world's top speakers, Mr. John Block. John, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you so much, Tanya. I am so happy to be here. I love this format, and I just want to take a moment to acknowledge you for putting this together and once again creating this wonderful arena for all of us to grow and connect, inspire, and transform. And if you're listening to this, I want to acknowledge you for taking the time out of your day and invest the energy to really take your business and speaking to the next level. Public speaking, as you probably know, is considered the number one fear on the planet. So what's so powerful about that is by you showing up, you're declaring yourself as speakers, whether you've been doing this for decades or if you're just brand new and you haven't spoken on any stages yet, the fact that you're declaring yourself as speakers to me is so inspiring because it really is a blow for freedom and a triumph of courage. And that's what this world needs, is more people like you stepping up as courageous leaders. So today we're going to talk about how to master your personal story from stage. Now, this is one of my very favorite topics. The reason that public speaking is so powerful is that, just to take a larger step back for a moment, is because it's our opportunity to really have this human connection with an audience. It's the most effective way to market ourselves. And someone like Steve Jobs is a great example of that, who was not a natural public speaker, yet he devoted himself to the craft of it so that he could really communicate his ideas in such a way and his story in such a way that people felt called to connect with him. And just like how we can see the impact it had on the Apple brand and the connection we all have with Apple, we're all meant to have our own connection with our people when it comes to our businesses. So with the personal story in particular, the reason this is so important is that buying is, contrary to what some people think, is not an mental decision, it's not an intellectual and analytical decision, it's an emotional decision. And by far, the best opportunity you have to create an emotional connection with your audience is through your personal story. In any presentation, there's going to be some element of content and education and value. You have to describe what you do and how it works and what it does for people. And then there's customarily an offer, a call to action at the end. But what comes before that is the personal story. And when it's really delivered properly, where it's been designed in such a way where it really hits upon the biggest pain points that your audience has, as well as the biggest pleasure points, and really illustrates what's possible for them, then you have got your audience sold already just about 10 minutes into, say, an hour-long presentation. They'll know they have to work with you. They have no idea what your content is or what you really do. They have no idea what you charge for your services or how it exactly works to look like, to how exactly it looks to work with you. Yet they'll know that they are called forth on a very powerful soul level. And that's what I want for you, if you're listening to this, is to have that soul-based connection with your audiences that cuts through whatever mental chatter they have, whether it's, oh, I just met this person, I don't know if I can trust them, or I'm in 10 other programs right now, or I'm so maxed out on spending, I can't possibly say yes to one more thing. Your personal story can cut through all that chatter when you really take the time to nail it. And it's a beautiful thing because the clients you do get are really the perfect clients for you. They're saying yes for the right reasons, not for some heady reasons of like, oh, you can bump up my SEO or something like that. Not to disparage that, because there's value to that. Yet it's a deeper connection that you want to be having with your people. My belief is that this is a sacred connection that we have with our clients, and your personal story really does illuminate that sacred connection. So here's how we're going to do this today. I'll be sharing my personal story, and I invite you to pay extra close attention to it, because this is not just a standard, I guys share about myself so you have some context of how great I am, and this is how some speakers certainly go about it. But what we're going to be doing is breaking it down afterwards, why I've chosen the personal story I have to deliver to you. So when you listen to this, know that my audience is comprised of speaker entrepreneurs. And as I deliver this personal story, you can listen for why I've chosen the beats that I've had. Now, everything I'm about to share with you is completely authentic and true to me. Yet, what I've deliberately done is highlighted the parts that are most relevant to creating an audience connection, relevant to my audience that will result in the connection. So here we go. I have an extraordinary life. I live in Colorado with my wife, Ronnie, who's the love of my life, my best friend. And I've grown my speaking business to the multiple six figures range. I've had the privilege of mentoring over 1,500 entrepreneurs to use public speaking to grow their business. I've spoken on 500 plus stages myself with some of the biggest leaders in the entrepreneur training movement. And I was named one of the top 20 conscious entrepreneurs of 2013. And what I truly love about what I do, it's, yes, helping people earn hundreds of thousands of dollars in their business that they would not otherwise get to. That part is really exciting. Yet the part that really inspires me is who these people get to become as a result of this. That along the way, they've had to shed decades of beliefs about themselves that are just no longer true, such as, who am I to get up on stage? I'm not big enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not sexy enough. Whatever their stories are about themselves, they put that in the past where it truly belongs, and instead their true essence shines. For me, that's the part that I really love the most. But it wasn't always that way. I'll take you back to when I was 12 years old. And at 12 years old, I got called ugly a lot. And my mother's Chinese, my father's white, Jewish. So I looked different from the other kids. And while I think it turned out all right, at the time, whereas as an adult, it's good to stand out, as a kid, you want to fit in. And that's what I wanted. Only I was teased relentlessly, called ugly every single day. I remember a good day was the day I did not get called ugly. And there were not very many good days. Another thing is I was a shy kid. I was in my head. I thought about things a lot more than the others. And people thought I was slower or stupider. And I didn't have very many friends either. So a lot of lunches by myself. And I share this not so you guys feel sorry for me, but rather that you get a sense of how I was as far removed from wanting to be on stage as possible. In fact, when I was considering at 12 years old what I wanted to do with my life, it was to become a writer, because that had nothing to do with people. I could just be behind my computer and, in my case, write screenplays because I love movies. I could just make my living doing that. And I could do a whole other presentation about when I went to USC Film School and trying to break into Hollywood. But for our purposes, I'll just skip to the end, where at 29 years old, after having gone to the top film school and trying to break into Hollywood, I had made no money from screenwriting. And at 29 years old, I moved back in with my parents. And I felt like I was the world's biggest loser and that I didn't do the work I was passionate about and I wasn't gonna get to do that. And so I better just get a job. And at 29, it was when I felt nothing else in my life was working. So before I went and just got the job, I did what many people do when nothing else in life seems to be working. I discovered personal growth. So for me, that was reading books, watching The Secret on DVD over and over again, and then going to seminars. And then when I went to my first seminar, it was a three-day personal growth seminar, two magical things happened. One is I met the woman who became my wife, Ronnie. And the second thing is that I discovered that the reason that we're here on this earth, in my view, is to positively impact others. We're really measured by the impact we make. So for me, that looked like becoming a coach. So I declare myself a coach. I made my business cards called John, and they said John Block Life Coach on them. And I went to all the networking events, and I think it was my Hollywood background. I just had this spray and pray method, also known as the card dealer, where you're just giving out cards to every single person there. Don't want to get detained too long in a conversation. Don't ask me how long I've been doing this or how did I get started. Don't want to have those conversations because I really just want to get my business cards out to as many people as possible. And what I found is that I was really turning people off with this. So then all my stories came up about, see, I'm just not good with people. Just like my 12-year-old self said, people are, and I just don't get along well. So then I tried to go online and create a Facebook fan page, which was all the excitement at the time. You got to get a Facebook fan page if you want to skyrocket your business. There's always some online strategy that people are spouting off as like the thing you have to be doing. So I created a Facebook fan page and I got to 100 likes on the Facebook fan page. And I felt on one hand, yes, I've made it. I'm a success. And then the reality of, wait, I still have no clients and no income set in. And then I thought, well, I just bombed offline at the networking events and I bombed online with a Facebook fan page. Clearly, I'm not meant to be an entrepreneur. I should just get a job. For me, that was working at Applebee's was my last time I had a day job and waiting tables at Applebee's. And I began to glamorize the day job, which I think some people can tend to do, where I thought, how great would it be to just get a steady paycheck? My biggest problem I have to solve at work is, do you prefer ranch or blue cheese with your hot wings? How great would that be? And I seriously considered, well, this will be my path. I'll just get my old job back. I can work up to regional manager. Right. And I don't know what's higher than that, but that would be a good living. And I could just do that. I'm smart. I work hard. I could just do that. But then there was that voice inside of me that said, no, don't quit yet. That voice that said, you're meant for more, John. And everyone I've talked to has their equivalent to that voice that knows that they're meant for more. I had this notion that speaking to audiences would be a powerful way to grow one's business. I've been to seminars myself. I had been to school and I'd known that there was this blind acceptance to do whatever the teacher said. There's something about speaking to a group that could really create massive influence. Only for me, all my stories came rearing up of why I couldn't be a speaker. One of them was, I'm not good looking enough. That was a very real one for me. I couldn't ask people to stare at me for a full hour. The second one was, I'm not likable enough. All those networking events I went to where I was turning people off and them just not wanting to talk with me at all. See, I'm not a likable person. Who am I to expect to hold people for that focused amount of time on me? I'm so unlikable. They don't want to be around with me for 30 seconds. The biggest one by far, though, was, I'm not expert enough. Who am I to get up on stage? Right? There's people who are so much better than me, been doing this so much longer. Here, I was now at this point calling myself a business coach when I had effectively no real successful business of my own. I just love the world of business, love empowering people in business. And there were so many people who had done so much more than me, written books and spoken on big stages, were famous, people I admired. Why did they work with me instead of those people? But then that voice said, it's either start speaking or go to Applebee's. This voice, this higher self was saying that to me. And I began speaking and I bombed. It went really, 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 really badly where I made this offer for this $850 mastermind and then no one bought and I got really upset at them. Started saying, you're all wannabes if you're not signed up and you're going to stay wannabes. I was basically modeling some of that macho masculine energy I'd seen at other seminars that I thought, well, that's just what you had to do. It didn't feel good to me, but I thought that's what you had to do. Or then I went the other way and I was way too passive. And I said, well, if you're interested, you can take one of my business cards. No pressure. The last thing I want to do is make you feel uncomfortable. And still, I had no clients to show for this. Finally, I invested in speaker training and created a signature presentation. And the signature presentation, as I explain it, is your system for using public speaking to grow your business. So it's a presentation that you have mastered in some form where you can reliably create clients every single time. And I created some version of this using the personal story, content, and offer. And I delivered it, and even though it was super sloppy, the result was that I created $12,000 in revenue And just to be clear, it wasn't that I got paid up front $12,000 to speak. I spoke for free. I hosted a meetup event and then created $12,000 in client revenue via the one-on-one appointments that I set up in the room. And the way I did that is I created a package, a 10-session coaching package for $1,200, and I sold 10 of those packages, hence $12,000 in revenue. For me, that was a breakthrough of a lifetime. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is that if I can do it, then unquestionably you can do it as well. And that's what I'm committed to, is speaker entrepreneurs being fully empowered, fully expressed, their voices getting out and transforming as many lives as possible, because that's our biggest shot at truly making the biggest difference on the planet, awakening humanity and creating a world where everyone wins. So now I'm going to pause and we're going to look at the personal story I just shared with you. And again, I hope you're paying really close attention, because everything I just shared was put there deliberately. And something that I tell everyone is that I have no tricks or techniques. Things are done with intention, but there's full transparency is what I'm getting at. So what I'm going to do in the spirit of full transparency, because that's the only way I know how to be most valuable, we're going to break down the personal story I just shared with you. So once again, bearing in mind my audience is speaker entrepreneurs, the structure that we follow is high point, low point, turning point, high point. Now, the high point is used to position myself as a credible expert. So for this first high point, you may have noticed that I said, I have mentored over 1,500 entrepreneurs to use public speaking to grow their business. I have spoken on 500 plus stages around the country. So that's deliberately put there to create this listening of myself as someone who is further along than the people I'm speaking to, most likely, that I am a credible expert. I have years of experience doing this. And sometimes people ask, well, I'm just starting out. How do I create that credible expertise? You have years of experience, most likely, doing what you're doing, or you've gotten certificates, or you've been published on something or other. I've yet to meet someone that we can't create some kind of credibility statement around. You may have a blind spot about it, but trust me, you have it too, even if you're just starting out. So that was my high point that I shared with you. I also mentioned my wife, Ronnie, where this is not just like a guy who's straight business and just about the numbers, but he's a good guy. He's married. If I had kids, you bet I would mention my kids and probably share with you one quick thing about each one of them, like Billy's in Little League and Sally just started ballet. All that is a way of creating additional humanity and relationship with your audience. So credibility and humanity would probably be the two things that you must have inside your first high point. Then we move to the low point, and I spend longer on the low point than most people do. I don't necessarily recommend that you spend as long as I did, yet I have found that on the whole, it serves me and my connection with the audience better to spend this low point, because as you can hear in a moment, there are several low points that are designed to be most relevant. So among them was the day job. In my experience, entrepreneurs have two universal fears. One is being broke and having a crappy day job. So the day job I spoke about on a few occasions was Applebee's, and making that really vivid, right? I didn't just say a day job. I said Applebee's, something that we've all can recognize. Being broke and having no clients. I mentioned that repeatedly. Other things I mentioned was starting off when I was 12 years old, how I was called ugly and teased mercilessly. That's universal, because we've all felt some version of I'm not good enough, or I'm not meant to be on stage. Every single person I've met has had to overcome some sort of like I'm not good enough quality. So that's why that's there. Those are the major things with the low point. There is a specific beat too with coming up on stage and bombing horribly. So it's pretty essential if you are a speaker trainer to tell a story to your audience of how you bombed on stage. If all I did was come up and say, I was amazing right out of the gates and I'm a Superman when it comes to being on stage, what happens is that you can't relate to me. There's going to be a sense like, well, that's great, or worse, that's a real arrogant SOB. I want nothing to do with him. We have to share stories about how we bombed horribly. So the hope there is that, and as we get to the turning point, that if I pull myself out of this mess, then you can as well. So with the turning point, it's then how I got myself out of that low point situation. And for me, it's when I invested in speaker training. And the result was that I earned $12,000 in revenue from doing that. Oftentimes, the turning point is the very thing that you deliver to your audience. It's either the modality or the technique or process that turned your life around. It just makes sense because that's how you position it as being life-changing, is because it changed your own life. And hence, this is why you're so passionate about it. This is your why you do what you do. Simon Sinek, right? What your know your why. That's what you're providing here, is your why. It transformed your own life. And then that takes us to the second high point, which then expands out to, this is why I do what I do, and my global vision for humanity. And I highly encourage you to have a global vision, because if you think about the brands that people are most loyal to, there is some higher vision that they're always committed to. So I use the Steve Jobs Apple example, where it's not about gadgets, phones, and computers. It really is about unleashing human potential. You can feel it. That's the messaging behind Steve Jobs. Or Howard Schultz with Starbucks, how it's not so much about just selling coffee as much as it is about this third place between work and home, where you can come convene. It's a safe space, and where friends and colleagues can come together. There's a real love for community. You can feel that through the Starbucks culture, and it comes through in their employees as well. So there's some bigger why or movement that works on a global scale that I encourage you to say yes to. In my case, it really is about the power for speaker entrepreneurs to change the planet, to awaken humanity, to bring out the best in others. I believe that to my core, especially when speakers are really delivering from this authentic, heart-centered place. So hopefully you've gotten something from this time together. We lead seminars that are dedicated entirely to mastering your whole signature presentation. So yes, you'll master your personal story. You also master your content, how you deliver engaging content with your audience that really positions your expertise and calls them forth to want to work with you. And then the offer part, which is where a lot of people stumble. And so many times people are trying to do as I did, be like someone else and lose their own authentic voice. And audiences are savvier than ever, which I think is a great thing, because it holds us to a standard of no BS and to really be ourselves. So to really create a commanding, powerful offer that is irresistible to your audience, rooted in integrity and your authentic expression, that's what we do during our seminars. We also have higher level programs devoted to booking speaking gigs and hosting your own events, especially the more intimate ones that have a high profit margin. We also support you with that. So one thing I do want to gift you today, since I so appreciate you staying till the end, is our personal training personal story training module. So this is a video training that will break down in even greater detail what I shared with you. And then there's a worksheet attached where you can actually craft your own personal story. So hopefully I made a good case for why this is important. I really believe to my core that you need to have this down, and I want you to have this down. So if that calls to you to really get your personal story nailed, you can email welisten@speakerventure.com. welisten@speakerventure.com. I'll just go ahead and spell it out. welisten@speakerventure.com. welisten@speakerventure.com. And just in the subject, you can put Tanya Personal Story Training. Tanya Personal Story Training. And then we'll get that sent out to you right away. And we'll also see how else we can support you with this if you feel called. We're really here to serve. We're a complete heart-based organization. We're definitely not on a pedestal. We've just done this a long time and have figured out some things that perhaps you haven't figured out yet, and we're here to share that with you. So that's my time. I'll turn it back to Tanya Hoffman with one F in Hoffman.